Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a computer that can process information exponentially faster than any classical computer, a machine that can break current encryption standards and revolutionize fields like drug discovery and climate modeling. This is the promise of quantum computing, and India is making significant strides in this field. India's National Quantum Mission, or NQM, has reported key research milestones in early January 2026, with IISc Bengaluru and TIFR Mumbai demonstrating quantum dot single photon sources and superconducting qubit systems, advancing India toward its 2028 target of a 50-qubit prototype quantum computer. But why does this matter? It matters because India is now firmly placed among the top-tier quantum investing nations, alongside the USA, China, the EU, and Canada, which have invested billions in quantum technologies. The National Quantum Mission was approved by the Union Cabinet on 19 April 2023, with a total outlay of 6,003 crore rupees for the period 2023 to 2031, which is 8 years. It is implemented under the Department of Science and Technology, Ministry of Science and Technology. Note this carefully, the NQM is one of 9 national missions under the National Science, Technology and Innovation Policy 2020. What makes this significant is that the NQM is a response to the global quantum race, where countries are investing heavily in quantum technologies to gain a strategic advantage. Now, let us look at the January 2026 milestones. IISc Bengaluru and TIFR Mumbai jointly reported demonstrating quantum dot single photon sources and superconducting qubit systems. These milestones mark progress on India's trajectory toward the 2028 intermediate target of a 50-qubit quantum computer prototype. But what exactly is a qubit? A qubit, or quantum bit, is the fundamental unit of quantum information, and it can exist in multiple states simultaneously, which is known as superposition. This means a qubit can be 0 and 1 at the same time, until it is measured, enabling exponentially more computation states. The NQM establishes 4 technology hubs across premier research institutions, each focused on a pillar of quantum technology. First, there is quantum computing, led by IISc Bengaluru. Then, there is quantum communication, which is a joint effort between IIT Madras and CDOT. Next, we have quantum sensing and metrology, led by IIT Bombay and NPL Delhi. And finally, there is quantum materials and devices, led by TIFR Mumbai. What does this mean for India's strategic position? It means India is now well-placed to develop cutting-edge quantum technologies that can be used for both civilian and defense applications. But how does quantum computing work? Classical computers use bits, which can be either 0 or 1. Quantum computers, on the other hand, use qubits, which can exist in multiple states simultaneously. This property of qubits, known as superposition, enables quantum computers to process information exponentially faster than classical computers. Another key property of qubits is entanglement, which allows to qubits to be instantaneously correlated, regardless of distance. And then there is quantum interference, which cancels out paths that lead to wrong answers, amplifying correct answers. The key applications of quantum computing are numerous. They include drug discovery, cryptography, climate modeling, financial optimization, and breaking current encryption standards, such as RSA and AES. So what exactly changed with the advent of quantum computing? The answer is that quantum computing has the potential to revolutionize many fields by enabling faster and more secure processing of information. Now, let us turn to the global quantum race. India's NQM places it among the top-tier quantum investing nations. The strategic context is that post-quantum cryptography is critical because a sufficiently powerful quantum computer could break RSA 2048 encryption, compromising SWIFT financial transfers, military communications, and government databases. But why is post-quantum cryptography important? It is important because it can provide secure communication in a world where quantum computers can break current encryption standards. Quantum computing also has significant implications for national security. Quantum key distribution, or QKD, uses quantum physics to generate encryption keys that cannot be intercepted without detection, making eavesdropping physically impossible. India's defense applications include exploring quantum-secured communication for border surveillance and naval coordination. And here is something that surprises many students. ISRO, that is the Indian Space Research Organization, is planning to launch a satellite-based QKD system by 2028, which will enable quantum-secured communication between ground stations across India's territory. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The National Quantum Mission was approved by the Union Cabinet on 19 April 2023, with a total outlay of 6,003 crore rupees for the period 2023 to 2031, which is 8 years. The mission is implemented under the Department of Science and Technology, Ministry of Science and Technology. There are 4 technology hubs established under the NQM, each focused on a pillar of quantum technology. The 50-qubit prototype target is set for 2028, and the 1,000-qubit system target is set for 2031. Satellite QKD is also targeted for 2028. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The National Quantum Mission is relevant to both prelims and mains. For prelims, you should remember the key facts, such as the approval date, outlay, and duration of the mission. For mains, you should focus on the strategic implications of quantum computing, including its potential applications and the global quantum race. This is a favorite prelims fact, the difference between a classical bit and a qubit, and the properties of qubits, such as superposition and entanglement. In conclusion, India's National Quantum Mission is a significant initiative that can help the country develop cutting-edge quantum technologies and gain a strategic advantage in the global quantum race. The mission's progress, including the demonstration of quantum dot single photon sources and superconducting qubit systems, is a testament to India's commitment to advancing its quantum capabilities. As India continues to invest in quantum technologies, it is likely to have significant implications for both civilian and defense applications and will be an important area to watch in the coming years.